Welcome to episode 19 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast, your trusted source for the latest immigration updates across Canada. On today's episode, we will provide insights into British Columbia's recent draws through the Provincial Nominee Program, valuable information for employers utilizing the Temporary Foreign Worker Program, an analysis of Canada's need for immigration to maintain economic stability, and a minimum wage increase for workers in British Columbia. Let's begin. The Government of British Columbia conducted new invitation rounds under the British Columbia Provincial Nominee Program on May 28, 2024. In the General Skilled Worker Draw, 35 candidates were invited with a minimum score requirement of 110 points. Additionally, British Columbia issued targeted invitations for high-demand occupations such as healthcare, early childhood education, construction, and veterinary care. Specifically, 11 invitations were extended to early childhood educators, 9 to healthcare candidates scoring 100 points or above, 11 to construction workers, and up to 5 to veterinary professionals. In total, British Columbia issued up to 71 invitations in this draw, bringing the total number of candidates invited in 2024 to 3,247. In an effort to support employers and ensure compliance, the Government of Canada is offering employer compliance outreach sessions under the Temporary Foreign Worker Program. These interactive sessions provide a comprehensive overview of the program, including details on the inspection process, legal authorities, employer obligations, compliance rates, and common reasons for non-compliance. The sessions serve as an excellent opportunity for employers, associations, and stakeholders to deepen their understanding of the Temporary Foreign Worker Program and their roles and responsibilities within it. Despite declining public support for increased immigration levels, experts argue that Canada's aging population and projected decline in GDP necessitate a steady influx of newcomers to maintain the country's standard of living and economic stability. Projections indicate that if Canada's population remains unchanged by 2071, over 60% of working-age Canadians will be 65 or older, resulting in an increased dependency ratio. To address this demographic challenge and improve productivity, Canada must align its immigration policies with labour market needs and support the arrival of skilled and educated immigrants, including those with previous Canadian experience. While immigration alone is not a panacea, it is a crucial component in driving productivity, investment, and economic prosperity for Canada's future. Effective June 1, 2024, the minimum wage in British Columbia will increase from $16.75 to $17.40 per hour, representing a 3.9% increase aligned with the province's average inflation rate. This new minimum wage will apply to all workers, regardless of their compensation structure, be it hourly, salaried, commission-based, or incentive-based. Employers are required to ensure that employees' earnings meet the new $17.40 per hour minimum for all hours worked, compensating for any shortfalls. Furthermore, the special minimum wages for liquor servers, live-in camp leaders, live-in home support workers, and resident caretakers will also see an increase on June 1st. This concludes episode 19 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. We appreciate you tuning in and staying informed on the latest immigration developments across the country. Join us for our next episode, where we will continue to provide comprehensive coverage and analysis of Canadian immigration policies and trends. Thank you for listening.